Caribbean folks love Cerro, West Africans adore Bisap, and Black Americans love red drink. This centuries-old recipe is enjoyed across the diaspora. But what makes it so special to Black people? This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. In West Africa, it's called Bisap, Sobolo, and Zobo. Across the Caribbean, it's Cerro. In Latin America, it's Agua de Jamaica. And in the United States South region, it's called Red Drink. And every sip is an ode to a 4-centuries-long history. Red Drink has been traced to West African countries where people first made crimson-colored drinks using hibiscus flowers and kola nuts. In its many forms, it's used medicinally and often as a special occasion drink. Enslaved people snatched from ancestral lands carried hibiscus seeds across the Atlantic. In countries across the Caribbean, the plant thrived and was adapted to include local spices and spirits like nutmeg, cinnamon, and rum. United States soil wasn't as inhabitable to the plant, so enslaved people innovated the recipe further, swapping hibiscus for berries in the South and cherries in the Mid-Atlantic region. Red Drink's earliest mention was in the 1870s South, where folks colored lemonade using strawberries, with the later introduction of Kool-Aid and Big Red becoming popular substitutes for a homemade version. Red Drink is just one of the many commonalities we share across the diaspora, but it's deeper than a simple drink. No matter where we are, how we experience the world keeps us beautifully connected, and that unity can tangibly manifest, impacting our liberation in the most powerful global ways. Here's to us. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.